bride of the Lamb, who became our soul consciousness in the last hour. And that's who the bride of the Lamb was, the soul of Christ. And we who lived in the soul of Christ for the past half hour have been introduced to the bride of the Lamb. In this next chapter, we'll have an interesting surprise for us. And then show me the pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street, and on either side of it, there are 12 manner of fruit. He's about to introduce us to the tree of life, which contains all of the so-called faculties that you will be fully aware of when you're elevated to that level. The point of these is that John has been there and is reporting to you what you will attain as you proceed with his direct conversation with Christ. Pure water of light, of life. See that now, that would be our direct experience at all times. God would be part of everything you do in your consciousness. There wouldn't be a single finger that you would lift without it being a God activity. Everything would be motivated by the divine. As it should be now. We're in the final stages of the revelation. John has brought us all to witness that which he himself has seen. This little lad who came from the Holy Land, became the right hand of Jesus, has come up into the world, has received the message from Jesus, and is reporting that now the bride of the Lamb and now the pure water of life. There is no mortal thought. Every bit of mortal thought has been routed out of his system. Everything he thinks, sees, does, divine. In a way, we can live with the idea of shedding sunshine, shedding truth. We can give out the water of life. You can become a fountainhead for all around you. It may seem commonplace to people in the street, but you can live a certain way. You can be a certain self You can send out this river of pure water of life wherever you go. And some people do that. You feel automatically in their presence. It's at one time they have started with the intention of doing it, and they have attained a level now where it's pretty an active state of their being. They can't think negatively. They can't criticize. They don't judge you. They're just flowing sunshine. And it's wonderful to meet one of these. You don't think about where they've been or where they're going. You just bask in the sunshine of their, we call it personality, but it's more than that. This person is living within the God experience. And the God experience is living through this person. This person is being cleansed completely of mortality. Take a look at yourself and listen to yourself. See if something like that is happening to you. It can and should. Find out if you're getting a point, if you're really acting divine. The Father said all that he had is thine. I'm sure that when all that he has is thine, you'll find yourself radiating this sunshine. There are some people who cannot do anything but radiate a quality. It's because there's no person there. They've gone beyond that. They are a God instrument. I'd be very happy when I get to be a God instrument that can give out this quality. It's invisible sunshine. But it wears off. It doesn't just come out of you. It builds the scenery around you with its invisible qualities. Everyone in the scene comes at you with a different electricity. In other words, what you give out is what you see. Let's strive for that. Let's lift our consciousness to the point where we're letting sunshine come out of ourselves. It won't be visible sunshine, but it's the sunshine of a spirit, alive, vibrant, spreading the good things that it finds on the path, not being distracted by the bad things, because it converts everything it sees into the goodness that is latent right there. Position where something is happening to take you to the other side of the ship. Where things are plentiful. Where actually the God experience is continuous. And I suppose it would be too much to expect the God experience to be continuous and yet if you live in heaven that's what it would be. So So it might not be a bad idea to think of the God experience as being as continuous as you can make it on Earth. Just think of people living with that thought. The God experience is what is coming through me. I want to share it with you. I want you to share it with me. And I know we can do that. We do certain other things, certain little small things that distract, turn us away. We see certain people like that. Every time I look at them, I want to smile. There's a person there that's got a secret. I don't know what it is. There's always a certain look in their face and it makes you happy. When you stop and think about it, they're going through that God experience all the time. That's what gives you a look. You're transfixed. Something happens to you. I noticed something too about those people. They're not the ones who are complaining about being sick. That every third day something happens that's unsightly or impossible. They're the ones who seem to be living a charmed life. And there's many people that are here today who do that. When we meet them, we know there's something unusual about this person. What is it? What do I feel that's different? First of all, if it's gone, I feel the absence of a mortal concern about life. This person isn't fighting his day. Not in class and home and thinking about, now what am I going to do about this situation? Why is it that the person in the divine flow of life doesn't think about situations? It's because they're all handled by the invisible God of his being. Each of us, you stop and think, he's carrying all the qualities of God where he is, she is. You may have thought you were lesser than that, but God doesn't. Each person carries every quality of God wherever he goes. Now, does he use these qualities or not? In many cases we look and we don't see them, but the qualities are there. Every quality required is there. When we see fear, we know that joy is there. It's just not being brought to the surface. Where illness is, we know that perfection is. Be perfect as God. It wasn't that you will become as perfect as God. Be perfect as God is. Every quality that we require for perfect living in the kingdom of God is right here. And it's the mixture of those qualities with what we are putting forth that keeps us right here. Interested in rising higher. And how are we going to rise higher if we don't make the effort and if we don't see what higher means? Higher means keeping your consciousness pure and free of any thing that would mix with the purity of what you are. You are pure. If you look out and you don't see what you want to see, or do you find that when you think about yourself, you don't feel good or right or going somewhere, think about the fact that you are pure. Now, what are you clouding it up with? You can't be any more perfect than you are. And every imperfection is just a lie about God. Once in a while, it's good to take an exercise. Something that shakes out of you all the negatives, all those qualities that represent the human. And to get, as it were, into your spiritual body, your angel suit, let yourself go. Just let yourself go into a realm where the angel suit is why you're wearing it, where you are permitted, because you are an angel. We can look out at the world. Suddenly I'm transplanted. I was on the earth. I was limited on the earth. I myself thought of my limitations. I knew what I couldn't do. And then one day, I don't know where it went, I'm forgotten. I've forgotten who I was as a limited self. There's a new self here, living in a new universe. And somehow I feel it's the right universe, the real universe. And who is this new self? The self that has all the limitations blasted right out of him. Myself to I. Is that what's wrong? I forgot that I is who I am, and I'm letting me run this thing. Usually that's the case. A moment of forgetfulness, or let a me get in there. And I don't know, that me seems like it happened to years, a century ago. A me who's divided and everything. I can't even recognize that me. And now I'm an I, undivided. I am. That's a challenge. What am I starting that's new? Or am I going back to a repetition? Am I playing an old score? Have I got the courage to begin something new? or try a new and better way to try the old? What am I doing about bringing life up to date? Going to do it myself. Release yourself from the person. The person is your obstacle. Person can do is get into negative and positive, never get out of the opposites. That person, the person who's got all the reasons why this can't be done. This can't be done for this reason. I've got this to do, that reason, this reason, a million reasons about why you cannot do something. And I is waiting for it all to clear. This I is going to do what this person cannot do. I has it all mapped out. Project on tap now. What is the obstacle in the way? Spirit is taking you to the divine flow where the rhythm is unimpeded. Lifting you to that level where there is no obstacle. Obstacle is not tolerated. It isn't even recognized. Little old men and women. We are free and vibrant. What are we going to do that's going to surprise the world? God activity into mundane mortal activity. remove the sense of me. To completely remove the human self. Division. It thinks, and the divine universe moves too fast for its thought, regardless of what it thinks. Of life is still in your head. It's got to be raised. Lift up the Son of Man. Life over to the divine now. Or are you afraid? Must you hang that behind it and judge it and pass on it and approve or disapprove what it does? Or can you let the divine take over without any passing approval or disapproval? Perfect as God. Is that too high an aspiration? perfect day, too. We knew our faith in ourselves, our faith in our ultimate experience, our release from the world of matter. And to renew our pledge to move in that direction, ever upward, ever seeking out that which will improve and purify that we may completely represent the divine self on earth. Talk was very brief in his crucifixion. He said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my soul." We're going to have to come to that someday. Maybe it's worth thinking about how you will prepare for it. To be able to completely give out your being to the One with no regrets. Into thy hands I commend my soul. As close as you can get to that point would be a desirable. Everyone who is here today, I want to exchange deepest greetings of love, the deepest desire for your progress, the deepest desire to do anything to aid you in that progress. We're all going to the same place. Infinity is going to infinity. Tomorrow.